the radio waves as we begin to burn it up. We all up in your area like landscape, definitely bringing you the power slam of pancakes. It's the mandate that you tune in. It's time to move out so we can move in and recognize that this is no illusion. I'm here to clear the air so that there is no confusion. It all started off in the book of Genesis when Jacob was wrestling with who he thought was his nemesis. And when the man saw he couldn't overpower him, he touched his hip but he really could have devoured him. And from that point, then we hear a name change, rearrange the game, so now we gotta change. So I'm here to let you know it's time to listen to the Pancake and Power Slam show. Let's go!
Turn it up, turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up, turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up, turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam show.
Turn it up, turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up, turn it up.
It's the Pancake and Power Slam.
Turn it up.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. It is the Pancakes and Power Slam show. Apologize for the delay. Had a bit of emergency, and show is going to be a little bit abbreviated. I know we are on live national TV, national radio here, but unfortunately things happen, and had a bit of a family emergency. So, but I was sure to at least come to you live and let you know. Thank you so much for all of your support. We're going to go very quickly through Raw here, and then I will get out your way for today. We're going to we had a good Flavor of the Week set up, but we will go ahead and postpone that until next week because of the family emergency. Old School Raw. Intro was old school. Also, the setup and the opening credits and the stage was also old school, so that was pretty good. Undertaker comes out, and I thought it was going to be a little bit more than just raising his arms and showing the WrestleMania logo on the Titantron, but at least it was good to see that much. CM Punk in-ring promo challenges The Undertaker at WrestleMania. That was good and pretty much planned. Randy Orton comes out. He wants a bit of it. Then the Big Show appears. He wants to face The Undertaker as well. Followed by Sheamus, so Vicky Guerrero comes out and issues a fatal four-way to face The Undertaker. I think that was a pretty good idea for main event. And then Ryback defeating Antonio Cesaro. I don't know why exactly they're having Cesaro lose. I think that was probably to make Ryback look good. I'm not sure, but... another loss by Cesaro. He did one on SmackDown. He did beat The Miz, which is a good 2 out of 3 falls match, by the way. Nice counter from the neutralizer from Ryback. So it did show a little bit more of his wrestling abilities this match. So it was good. The stare down after the match was really good. I guess the petition to the petition. To not have Chris Jericho go against Ryback, I think that was fulfilled. So I'm very, very happy about that. So kudos to that for not happening, because it would have made nothing. But a Ryback and Mark Henry match, I think it has a ton of potential to be very good. And then Mark Henry defeats Zack Ryder, pretty self-explanatory. And then Miz defeats Dolph Ziggler. Ric Flair in Miz's corner. I think that was a nice little touch to it. I think that Ric Flair should also be in the Miz's corner for WrestleMania as well. Ric Flair has a lot to offer, and I think that he definitely will be able to give Miz a little bit of a babyface push. After that, Miz's babyface run has not been that good. I like him as a babyface, but hasn't been that good. But I think with Ric Flair and the hunt, I think that his hunt for a good position as a face would be a lot better with Ric Flair in his corner. Roxina point counterpoint. You know, it's a promos with them too were pretty decent last year. Well, leading to their match last year. And this one wasn't that bad either. Interesting Lance Armstrong pun there was pretty witty from The Rock. Jack Swagger versus Hacksaw and Jim Duggan. Lisa Swagger hitting Duggan, Dusty Rhodes, and Sergeant Slaughter with the board. Patriot locking Jim Duggan and walking away. I think this was a wasted spot for these legends. I really wasn't a big fan of it whatsoever. And Jack Swagger got next to no reaction. So that pretty much shows you what his WrestleMania is going to look like. Team Hell No defeats primetime players. Ted DiBiase shoves $100 down Darren Young's throat. I think that was a good spot for DiBiase. Brodus Clay and Tensai in new gear. I like it. Defeats 3MB, Slater and McIntyre. Some interaction with Honky Tonk Man before the match. And then after the match, he breaks the guitar over Heath Slater's head. Fandango was supposed to go against Kofi Kingston, but similar to what he did to SmackDown with Max Stryker, he said, no, you're not going to... he's not going to wrestle because Justin Roberts didn't pronounce his name. I have no idea where this is going, but so far, I'm not interested whatsoever. Then we got Triple H in ring promo. He cut a pretty aggressive promo. Made it seem a little bit better. I'm not buying him and Lesnar yet, but I do think that he's got a chance. There has to be a stipulation by it, though. He did challenge him at WrestleMania, so it's pretty much official. The Shield defeating, the Shield video promo. One thing I hope does not happen, because we saw on SmackDown, Big Show hitting Roman Reigns. I thought that he was going to pull a face turn there. I'm glad that he didn't, because I wasn't a big fan of his heel turn at first, but it's working for him, and they need him as a heel right now. So, and Roman Reigns said something about him in the video promo, so hopefully Big Show is not a reluctant third person to team with Sheamus and Randy Orton against the Shield at WrestleMania. I don't want to see that. Another boring We the People video. No one cares. New Age Outlaws defeating Primo Nepico. New Age Outlaws look pretty good. I was very impressed. Especially Road Dogg. Not too much of a difference at all. Billy Gunn still looks good, but Road Dogg was very impressive to me. Happy 90th birthday to Mae Young. Wow. Just a huge wow. And she's still been taking bumps. She hasn't taken a bump. She hasn't taken a Bubba Ray Dudley bump when he powerbombed her off the stage in a while, but she has taken some decent bumps late in age. Interrupted by CM Punk's theme song and entrance leading to the main event of CM Punk winning the Fatal 4-Way match and facing The Undertaker at WrestleMania. Undertaker appears again, has stared down with CM Punk. Alrighty, like I said, very abbreviated, but I'm going to say my adieu, and we're going to take a bit of a break, station identification, and our Raw correspondent, Derek, is going to take the line, and until next week, have a great week, and God bless, and just hold tight for one moment. Derek, the Raw correspondent, will come on the line in a few minutes. All right, bye-bye.
Welcome back to Pancake and Pyroslams. This is Derek, the Raw correspondent, in action tonight. wanted to kind of give a little feedback. And the thing that takes me is Monday Night Raw and the build-up to WrestleMania. What is – you can kind of – it depends how you look at it. Monday Night Raw, last night, you see The Undertaker come out. Obviously, he's going to be fighting CM Punk at WrestleMania. So why did Orton, Punk, Big Show, and Sheamus and all of them just come out? That could have been a pay-per-view event for the most part. Why – they put it on Monday Night Raw, but it was a big event for Monday Night Raw, so I can understand that. But, again, for WrestleMania, it looks like you have three main events. You have Punk versus Taker, Triple H versus Lesnar, Cena versus Rock. Three main events for WrestleMania. Undertaker was a huge surprise. A lot of people within the wrestling world kind of knew he was probably going to come out. It's been... rumored he showed up at a house show, and that's all good. So, again, the wrestling fan inside of me, these three main events are going to be great. It's going to be WrestleMania. Keep a positive attitude about it. But, again, it depends how you look at it. You had Tensai, Brodus Clay last night back to Monday Night Raw. They are a decent tag team. Kind of a joke, but, of course, WWE always had these types of gimmicks. Always had these types of people that, you know, just get together. They have fun. Not really meant to be much. And again, with the CM Punk versus Taker at WrestleMania, that was kind of a given. What this does for the Undertaker is pretty much nothing. Of course, he'll probably win, and he'll be 20-21-0. I like that. Undertaker's looking kind of old in his days, and it's, you know, become more of a gimmick, carnival act. Undertaker's accomplished so much in his wrestling career. He's an absolute legend, probably the best gimmick that anyone's ever had. It's all right to have him just, you know, kind of go on and do his thing to come back at WrestleMania. That's the thing about this WrestleMania. It looks like it's a, you know, Triple H and Lesnar. That's a huge event. And you got Cena and Rock again, which, you know, doesn't make sense when it was once in a lifetime. However, you do have CM Punk and The Undertaker. The last four WrestleManias for The Undertaker have been phenomenal, if not all of them. And he's up against CM Punk. He's lost CM Punk. But hold up for a moment. And it looks like we are live and well again. We got to see Mean Gene Okerlund last night. Mean Gene Okerlund, obviously a legend in the ring. And I liked what Featherstone said about Mae Young coming out. That was great. Mae Young is somebody that, you know, she 90 years old. She doesn't take the Bubba Ray slams like she used to. What do you want to do about that? But, again, she is 90 years old. Still hanging tough. CM Punk came in, disturbed everything. I would have liked to see Mean Gene a little more, but again, he is one of the WWE casualties, along again with the Honky Tonk Man coming out. Honky Tonk Man had his guitar, he beat him in the head, everything was wonderful, so, you know, how can you despise the Honky Tonk Man? The Sergeant Slaughter and Duggan, I agree, it was kind of a schmoz as far as it just didn't, kind of a wasted spot, so... How can you build that spot, make it better? Everybody likes to see these people come on. Everybody likes to see the old-timers come on, do their old things. And, you know, and it's for the fans that don't really don't know all that. All they know is the John Cena. So maybe they can go back to YouTube and see how it was, see when wrestling was in its glory days. I believe that was one of the topics we had here on Pancakes and Power Slams. Was a flavor of the week. Can wrestling ever get back to its glory days? Probably not, but what glory days do you call the glory days? You know, you had the 50s with Gorgeous George, Killer Kowalski. You know, my grandparents, everyone's grandparents would say that was the time it was. 60s and 70s with Bruno Sammartino, Larry Zbyszko, for crying out loud. How you can argue with that? That's back when wrestling was pure wrestling in its strongest form. People would be there in droves, dressed in their suits and their hats, smoking cigars, drinking beers. And the wrestling crowd has so changed since then. It became kid-friendly back in the 80s when you had Hulkamania running wild on everybody. And it's something that people my age, and I don't want to say my age, give my age away. Back in the 80s, wrestling was more family-friendly. You had the T-shirts. You had the big foam fingers and the ice cream bars. Kids really got into it. It became a family-friendly thing. Of course, then you had the Attitude Era, which just totally transformed wrestling, took wrestling to the top, probably the highest peak it's ever been, ever will be, with the Stone Cold Steve Austin and the New World Order. But however, that's just the gist of it. How can you argue with, you know, numbers prove when the best time was? And that was for me. After that, you know, came a little bit sour in the early 2000s. It came family-friendly in the mid-2000s. And you have what you have today, which comes to my part, where, you know, going back to the heyday of wrestling with the retro Raw and everything was awesome and wonderful. They just need to be able to do it better, know how to market it better. So, for that much, brings them back is how are you looking at WrestleMania? Again, you've got all the big names. You've got the main events. It's going to sell. People are going to get into it. Do you look at it as this is an outrage as far as WrestleMania goes, nothing too exciting? Or, wow, you've got Cena and The Rock, Triple H, Lesnar, Punk versus Taker. So I'm looking forward to it. WrestleMania is always something to look forward to. Is it going to be as good as the last couple? You know, that's up to you. Up to the viewer, how you want to deal with it. However, we go to the Hall of Fame. I mean, who can forget that Bruno Sammartino is going to be inducted into it? So that's a good thing. Trish Stratus, you have. She's going to be wonderful as well. She deserves it. Again, she's one of the divas, the few divas you can count on your hand that was actually worth something, that was athletic, knew what they were doing in the ring. You can't dispel on that. I'd love to hear your call-ins. Let's hear somebody tell me that I'm wrong. Or want to argue or praise or say their opinion. We'd love to hear that. 347-884-8452. I am Derek, the Raw correspondent. Please think of something to say to me. I would like to hear your comments and challenge my knowledge. So in the chat room, let's see if anybody can get this. What was Dusty Rhodes' manager in the WWF? That fire is correct. Let's give it up for the caller. Crave Wrestling, of course. And let's try to go to something I want to do new here. There's been a lot of wrestling DVDs that's coming out, and most notably the Attitude Era, which I'm obviously fond of. Then you have the NWO DVD that recently came out. And those two came out at the same time. I want to know everyone's opinion. How do you view that time compared to now? Am I being an old fogey? Am I just set my ways? If it's new, it sucks. But let's really try to figure out how we can make wrestling better. I want to know if you can come into the chat room. How can we make wrestling better, more entertaining as it used to be? I remember I couldn't wait for Monday Night Raw. It was Christmas every week. We would go in, we would watch it. We would see, you know, who's going to show up. Who's going to show up on Nitro? I wasn't a Nitro fan, but I had a buddy who was. We would call back and forth. Oh, guess who showed up? Guess what just happened? There was nothing like it. you don't have that. I mean, unless you put TNA up against WWE, but that would never happen, at least now anyway, with whoever's in charge of TNA, with Dixie Carter, Jeff Jarrett, Hogan, Bischoff, who knows. It's all kind of a mistake. But let's just face it. Coming from me, someone who's watched wrestling their whole life, it'll never be what it was. And I want anyone to challenge me that thinks it can. I mean, you think about the managers that you had back in the day with Bobby the Brain Heenan. And you had Slick. You had, I mean, just to mention, Sensational Sherry. How can anything compare to that comes out now? You really don't have managers anymore. You just have divas. I mean, unless you have someone like Paul Heyman who acts like they're some sort of, you know, not manager, but consultant, you know. Who is that, and how are you going to compare? Teddy Long was a manager. He's Raw commissioner. I'm sorry, SmackDown commissioner. And then you have Booker T in there. I mean, everyone, the manager role has been sucked up by agents, if I could say. Agents as in Paul Heyman. Agents as in, you know, the Eric Bischoffs. Vince McMahon pops out every now and then. Everyone knows who Vince McMahon is. Everyone knows that he's, you know, pretty much the creator of what we call sports entertainment. And maybe that's a problem. There's too much entertainment in the sports. I like the entertainment side of it, but sometimes it gets too saturated with pettiness. Why can't we just come out, say your piece, and wrestle? There's few people that are really good behind the mat. And, you know, you see the Raw era come back a little bit, the Attitude era with Zeb Coulter, but that's just really not working. I mean, it's kind of ridiculous and silly. You know, who was he? Yeah, I understand, Butch Mandel. But let's see, maybe it's time for another trivia question to get me off my rant. Who won the very first Royal Rumble, and what year was it? If anyone in the chat room, you can call in live, see who it was, and let's see. 89 Royal Rumble. Who was the second runner-up that the winner threw out? Give me that much. Anyhow, Chris Featherstone, unfortunately, was unable to be here. He is on location with some family issues, unfortunately. Again, God be with you and your family. But I'm here to cover for him. I'll do everything I can to keep everyone enthralled. And Butch Mantell, hello, Duggan, 88, one-man gang. I want to rival that and say it was 1989. No, you're right, 1988, Hacksaw Jim Duggan. 89 was Big John Studd. But can anyone tell me, another trivia question, who was Big John Studd's, what show was Big John Studd's son on? Who can tell me that? He was on a show not too long ago, a reality show. If you can tell me that much, please, again, in the chat room. But I want to kind of go back to the WrestleMania. And it again, really depends how you look at it. There's a part of me that says, again, how awesome. Three main events, three people. You've got The Undertaker, Triple H, and The Rock. Those are the pinnacle stars. So how is, you know, CM Punk, Lesnar, and Cena, they've been given the spotlight. I mean, this is their time to shine. If they don't, then this whole new family-friendly era just kind of fizzled out. The WWE needs to go into a new direction. And in the chat room, we've got a show off, someone that wants to name all the all the Royal Rumble winners. And that's awesome. The more interaction we get, the more people that we can touch with wrestling knowledge. And Michaels, Austin McMahon. Then you have the Bret Hart, Lex Luger, and God rest, Yokozuna. Ric Flair was on Monday Night Raw last night, as Chris mentioned earlier with The Miz. It's always good to see Ric Flair. He soon will be probably wearing a wig, if I should say that. He's always going to be the Wheeler Dealer. I love Slick Rick. It'd be good to see him. I like to see him there at Raw other than I did at TNA. Nothing against TNA, but it just needs some more hype. Then you have The Rock winning the 2000 Royal Rumble. Who could forget that? But, again, I want to go back to the Ric Flair being on WWE. People, you know, say Ric Flair is done. He's washed up. He has got so much knowledge. He can give wrestling world a kick what they need. Not so much in the ring, but the knowledge that he has. I'm glad to see him on the sideline still in it. He needs the WWE once tried to give him more authority, more flair, if you would say that, in the past, maybe 8 to 10 years ago. He's got good ideas, but again, who am I to judge? I don't know the guy personally. And it's always a pleasure to see the old-timers come back in. Sergeant Slaughter, of course. Hacksaw Jim Duggan. Retro Raw, I like it. I'm glad they do it when it happens. I just wish they could do more with it. If you want to ask me what more could they do with it, just kind of, you know, when the stars come out, have them actually contribute instead of just, again, being a gimmick of their former self. But that's another topic for another day. We must move on to the DVDs I was speaking of earlier. And the one thing that really makes me happy is that, you know, these things can be saved. They can be treasured. They can be kept. Whether you will put in an Attitude Era DVD, NWO DVD, you just keep going on with it. You understand what's going on. You remember what's going on. I mean, that was the time. And I actually remember watching it back in the day thinking, you know, I saved up all my money one summer to buy a $80 complete WrestleMania VHS collection from WrestleMania 1 to 13. It was on VHS. I took so much care of that because it's never going to happen again. But we got to keep the history of wrestling in our present mind when we watch wrestling now. Wrestling always has its ups and downs, and everybody just needs to really stick with it. And honestly, the wrestling world will always be there. You're always going to have supporters. Some people get wrestling, some people don't. The people that get wrestling, you can't describe it. It's in your blood. It's what you do. And I'm thankful that shows like this, Pancakes and Power Slams, that it just really transcends into that this is people's passion, whether you're in the ring, whether you're outside the ring. It is a cult following. You can't deny that just the passion that goes into professional wrestling. And we want everyone to just come together. This is something we want wrestling to go back to. You know, wrestling's on, everybody's watching it, the way it was back in the late 90s. There was never a time like that for a wrestling fan, and everybody just has to really get together and just support it. Go to the local shows, listen to the local programs, read the local magazines. If people stop going to support your local wrestling, then wrestling professionally on TV will not be there. So everyone, again, please keep wrestling in the forefront. There's people like me and Chris. We're passionate about wrestling. We love it. We want to broadcast about it. We want to just go on a whim. Just hope the people listen to our opinions, people call in, tell us what they think of it, and just have a good time, good conversation amongst people that really realize that wrestling's where it's at. If anything else, you know, if you don't like wrestling, then don't listen. But we all love you. So I want to kind of go to The Rock last night, back to Monday Night Raw, The Rock and Cena. Yeah, I agree with Chris. It was what it was. It's really, to me, disappointing that they're redoing this again. and okay, well, Cena, I mean, it kind of looked like The Rock last night was giving Cena props at the beginning. Then he was cutting Cena off, which is classic Rock. That's what I expect from him. That's what I want from him. So I wasn't too disappointed there. And Orton, Punk, Big Show, and Sheamus. In my opinion, I think they could have used this to be a pay-per-view. I understand they used it last night. The Undertaker came out the very first second of the show. Showed everyone that he was there. He was back. CM Punk comes out and talks his smack. And then I believe after that it was Randy Orton that came out. Then after that was Big Show. After that was Sheamus. They all deserve shots against Taker. Honestly, none of them deserve to lace up Taker's boots. They do not. But that's all he has to work with now because he's pretty much, you know, beaten, proven himself to everyone else. So good luck for The Undertaker. I know he will not disappoint, never does. I just hope CM Punk doesn't disappoint because I can still see that maybe possible. And again, The Rock and Cena. Like I said, three main events, but that's one of the main events. I foresee The Rock maybe dropping the title as hard as it tells. That says for me. I remember last WrestleMania when The Rock beat Cena. I jumped out of my chair. I was excited. That was a icing on the cake. I enjoyed that run with The Rock to see him come back 10 years later and still be the most electrifying man in sports entertainment. But I got to accept that his time's probably coming to an end. They're going to recognize Cena. I understand it, but I don't like it. But that's me talking, guy from the Attitude Era. Other than that, really no word from anyone else. You got Triple H again. He's going against Brock Lesnar. How I feel about that, I believe it was SummerSlam last time they met. Triple H lost. Triple H winning against Brock Lesnar personally. Again, I'm a Triple H guy. Lesnar, I think, is just all hype. He has in everything that he's ever done. As far as trying to be a football player, trying to be UFC, coming back to wrestling, I just don't take him that seriously. I think he's just in it to pretend to be Godzilla, and that's pretty much all I think I've got for him. So he had past compliments. Him and Kurt Angle were together for a while in early 2000s in WWF. To me, that was great. They were funny together, but again, is that kind of a comic-y angle that they have, like with Brodus Clay and Tensai? And WWE anymore just doesn't really make too much sense anymore. I don't, they bring somebody on to be so great and powerful, and that yet they lose all the time, a la Ryback. A la Tensai, a la, but who knows? The WWE, they're going to go on. They will always be the leader in sports entertainment. I really wish they had some more competition, though. That's why I wish TNA would really step up. They have aces and eights, and Hogan and whatever he's with, he's always going to draw attention. It's just not enough. It's almost out of gas. And Kurt Angle belongs in the WWE. I'd do anything to see Kurt Angle come back. Well, I think I'm going to have probably one more trivia question. One more trivia question. And I want to know, WrestleMania 6, Andre the Giant and Haku were in a tag team title match against Demolition. Who won and how did they win? And what year was WrestleMania 6? Wonderful. And if you want to top that, bonus question, what was the name of the team? So from that, we're going to go on one more time to how you look at WrestleMania. So obviously, I've gone over a few times tonight. I really want to know your true opinion on that. So you can look at it. It's going to be awesome because there's, you know, it's WrestleMania. As far as the excitement factor, it never really lets down. However, there has been better years than other years. This year could be an awesome year. This year could be mediocre year. But again, with WrestleMania, how does that set up the rest of the year for the WWE? How does that set up SummerSlam? How does that set up any of the other pay-per-views? And, you know, is CM Punk, is he going to keep on losing? Is he going to, you know, the same thing with Ryback. And what's going on at WrestleMania with Nexus? So there's a lot of unanswered questions about WrestleMania and the aftermath. I'm looking forward to seeing it, but I don't know if I'm going to like what it's actually going to entail. It's going to be an interesting year in wrestling. I really hope that everything can just pan together, and then I'm not going to dread watching Monday Night Raw. And I don't dread watching it now, but I'd like to hear other opinions. Do you dread watching Monday Night Raw? Not dread, but at least, you know, kind of look at it in shock and disbelief of, like, is this really going on? Is this what it's come to? But, again, we all need to stick together. Wrestling is a true art form. It's something that needs to be looked at and cherished. If we're going to ever relive the glory days of wrestling, let's do it sooner than later. Who's going to be the savior? But your opinion is always welcome here on Pancakes and Power Slams. We've been going on almost a year now. I believe it's probably 50, maybe 50 weeks now. But we just need to really support your local wrestling. And always, on behalf of me and Chris Featherstone, God bless. Derek, the Raw commentator, esteemed Raw commentator, signing out for the evening. Good night.